the button. If you don't tune in, it will be the end of the world.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too.
Hi, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. I've got some amazing comics and stand-up comics, and oh my gosh, Russo's New York Style Pizza on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, open mic night, and you could win $50. And I have a public announcement. I think Jennifer's on the phone. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Jennifer. It's been such a blessing to meet all of you over there. And you've got something really cool for people that have pets in the area. You've got a mobile clinic?
Yes, yes. Thanks so much for having me, Dawn. And yes, we met at that mobile clinic a couple weeks ago.
We did. And thank you for the dish extra for the cat that we inherited and the extra cat food that we inherited. And we're going to bring that cat in. But, you know, tell us what the prices are for rabies shots or what you're doing over there. Is it checkups for animals as well?
Yes, so we partner with the Humane Society of Pinellas, and Dr. Gallus brings his mobile clinic out to these mobile events and offers free exams, free rabies vaccines, free microchips, and residents only need to purchase the county license in order to receive all those free benefits for their pets.
That's great. Then I can get my dog Buffett a haircut because he's looking like a little mop dog. I don't know which is the mop, the dog or the mop.
You have to rename him Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett, yeah. Uh-huh. Jimmy, I like that. Jennifer, where is it located at?
We're going to be at the Martin Luther King Neighborhood Center off Douglas Avenue in Clearwater on Friday, March 25th from 8 until 11:30 in the morning.
Perfect. And then you had extra supplies for people that need extra, you know, food for pets as well?
We'll have pet food, bowls, leashes, collars, harnesses, all sorts of goodies for the pets.
Well, I want to thank you because one of my leashes broke. I have a Jack Russell, and she eats the leashes. And that other one is so strong and long, and it works fabulous. So I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. We'll have plenty more for you.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. And that's March 25th. Everybody give that address one more time.
Yes, it's 1201 Douglas Avenue in Clearwater at the Martin Luther King Neighborhood Center.
Sounds great. We'll be there. And anyone that has a pet, do you guys have pets at all?
Oh, yeah.
Do they need their updated rabies shot or a chip or anything?
I'll be in contact.
They'll be there.
I have a question, Jennifer.
Yes.
Can I get a haircut there?
You might not be pleased with the results.
Because I'm getting a little shaggy and... I might actually pass for a dog by March 25th.
Well, it's always have a pleasure because I can't get into my, you know, veterinarian right now. So this works for us and so much better. But thank you, Jennifer, so much. We'll see you again on the 25th.
Perfect. We look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. So, you know, I like to find things that are happening in the area to help people. So yeah. That's one of them. Also, I'm so excited, you guys. Did you hear? We need a huge hand clap on this, Bobby. It's so exciting. I was last year, nominated and selected for the best talk show and show for Hollywood Connections. So this year, I entered the Miracle Stories with Ivan Tuttle that died and went to heaven. Uh-huh. And so I was selected. So we'll know Thursday if I've been nominated. So who knows? We'll see the International Christian Film Festival. Now, we have a lady on the phone. You can ask her some questions as well. She is actually a pageant title holder in South Florida. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Dawn. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Tell everybody your title and what your platform is.
Hi, everyone. My name is Charlotte Adams, and I'm Miss Broward County Plus America. And I'm representing Broward County in the Miss Florida Plus America pageant. And my platform is body positivity.
That's amazing. And when is your pageant?
The pageant is March 26th at 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Hialeah.
Oh, wow.
That's 11 days out.
Yeah, that's coming around the corner. So what are the prizes that they give your pageant system if you take the title?
It's cash prizes, and I believe, I'm not sure of all the prizes, but I believe it's clothing and, you know, beautiful clothes and gowns and stuff like that.
Ooh, la la. And nice. Anybody want to, you know, how did you enter the pageant system and what enticed you to take the title right now that you have?
Well, the way you enter the pageant system is that you have to apply through the Miss Florida pageant director, Miss Delpha Samuels, and she's great and she's awesome. She gives us free coaching and she mentors us and she does a lot for us. The reason I entered is because I believe that plus size women should be represented in a positive light. And, you know, we are beautiful, we're smart, and we're courageous. We come in all different shapes and sizes, and we deserve to be celebrated. Nope. And I did it to further my self-esteem because I had been feeling down and a little bit depressed. And I did it to boost my self-esteem.
That's amazing.
What is body positivity?
Body positivity is loving the body that you're in as long as you're happy.
So it's not like a COVID positivity?
He's a comic.
Oh, no, not.
I don't need to, like, stay 6 feet away from this thing or whatever.
I already had COVID positivity. I don't need that again.
Same.
And what are the ages that they compete?
Okay, it's different divisions. The Miss division is 18 to 29. And my division is 30 plus who are unmarried. And the married ladies is could be any age as long as they're married, from 18 and up.
Okay, and what do they call, like, plus size, so people that know, you know, because everybody has their different forms, you know, and I don't know, you know, because you can go in the store and you can try something size 8 or 10 and or 12 or 15. I mean, what would be would the plus size to
is that
enter?
Like extra positive?
Yeah.
Bodacious.
Okay, well, this pageant, you have to be at least a size 12 to enter, 12 and up.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, we wish you so much success. And then you said you've got a platform.
I think Mac James can answer if that's the criteria.
Hey, what are you doing Thursday? You should come on down to Russo's New York Pizzeria for our open mic competition, you know? If you're not busy, you like pizza?
I love pizza.
Yeah, come on down.
Well, I love pizza.
I'm hosting that show that night. Come on down.
I love pizza. Yes, my platform is body positivity, loving the body that you're in as long as you're healthy, and embracing the true you, and loving you, and wearing or rocking a bathing suit, and you can rock leather biker shorts as well. And you know, you beautiful women, we're beautiful and we're sexy, even though we're big, but we're beautiful and sexy, and we deserve a platform to be heard.
Did you say leather biker shorts?
Yes, and you would go on my page.
What? I want to see that.
I'm coming to this show.
They want photos.
We had an Ashley Stewart fashion show a couple of weeks ago, and I rocked a leather bustier with a biker shirt. I surely did.
Nice.
Wow. Congratulations on that. Keep us posted on the pageant system. You know, I have one for reporters. They're called Beauty Queen Reporters, and they can represent their city, state, or country. And all you have to do is audition, and you could have your own half-hour show with me on the air and get out on the red carpet. We just had Carrie Kay do her first red carpet event at Gasparilla last week. So, so mine's totally different. Mine is audition only, and, you know, you could be a reporter and then have a show with me. So you can call 727-871-7788. Check out the show on Tan Talk Radio on YouTube Network when you check us out. We want to thank you so much, Charlotte, for calling in.
Yeah, stay positive.
After the party, maybe you can have me back on after the results. And hopefully I win Miss Florida Plus America.
Yes.
And then I can represent Florida in the Miss Plus America pageant.
And where are the nationals?
Yes, those are the nationals. Miss America, But we the chunky Miss Americas, okay?
I meant, where are the Nationals held? Are they in Florida?
Texas. No, the Nationals are held in Texas.
Texas, nice. Okay.
That makes sense.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's cute. I like that. That could be the. That could be. That's funny.
Big girls need love too.
That's what's up.
Oh, Charlotte, you never know when I have stand-up comics here. Oh, even my engineer is laughing at that
ticklish.
One. Well, Charlotte, it's been a pleasure. Good luck to you, and God bless. Keep us posted.
Okay, remember, Holiday Inn.
There you go.
Holiday Inn, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Like that was Charlotte, and we always like to have positive pageantry if you are a toy holder on the show with us. Yay! So let's go around. James is here. Tell everybody.
Mac James Esterline. I brought you a very funny comedian today.
Yes.
Nathan Gilardi, one of my favorites. He's been around, 11 years almost?
Almost 11.
Wow.
Introduce yourself.
Hi. Yeah, say hi to the microphone.
Hey, I'm Nathan Gilardi, stand-up comedian from Detroit, Michigan. I reside out of Tampa.
Very cool. I can't wait. Right. I don't think I've met you yet. Nice to meet you.
No, how you doing?
Good. I like that. Everything's bigger in Texas. That is. That should be the name of the pageant. Look.
Hell yeah.
Bobby's laughing. I think that's a great logo.
I'd like to hear that 30-second spot.
Oh, that's amazing. But good for her that she's out there giving a lot of, positivity and she's got a platform. He's still laughing. And everybody knows who's next to me.
That's right. What's up, guys? I'm Dick Colligan, Dick Jokes Comedy on YouTube and Instagram. Good to be here. Always love joining the show with Don.
Thank you. Yes. And you got your tickets today that I gave you to the...
Got my ticket to the Renaissance Festival. Yes.
Yay.
I'm gonna go.
It's Dade City, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I think
Sunday.
We'll go next week.
This Sunday, probably.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
And yeah, James is going to go as Skeletor, I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, do you dress up?
Rick Scott. Same thing.
Oh. So tell everybody, give us a little bit about your history. Did you go to comedy school? What made you get into comedy?
I got arrested in high school.
Oh, okay.
And I started comedy ever since. I've been doing it.
Yeah, that's.
And what happened in high school?
Weed. Oh. I went to East Detroit, and it's kind of messed up because it's legal now. But I've always wanted to do stand-up, but it took that. Me losing everything to start it. I'm glad I started so young. I'm only 14,
Yeah. How old is he? How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh,
you
look
weird that you were.
You have that younger look that you can actually do movies.
Yeah,
you can play.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be a 16-year-old soon.
What? You heard about the cookies, right, with the Girl Scouts? Did I tell you that one? In Denver, we got a call from a friend of ours, and the Girl Scouts are in front of the dispensary selling cookies, and they're selling four for $20.
Oh yeah. What's the best way to sell? They don't tell them restrictions. You set up wherever,
Yeah, but I think it's funny. 420.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we all know that stoned people need help buying cookies.
They're cheaper than what they're selling for out here. They're like $6.
I'm serious. So can you do a little bit of your stand-up on the air?
Yeah.
We've got drivers driving, picking up kids.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, let's get a big hand clap for a stand-up comedian that's right here all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Yay.
So I went to jail at 17, and everybody in there has got a weird nickname, There's this guy named Old School. There was a kid named Young Blood. I liked my nickname the most because it rhymed. It was Sweet Meat. I do a lot of odd jobs since I moved out here, I wanted to join the adult film industry, but if you look like me, it's a real pain in the butt. Had this old guy offer me some money. This guy wanted me to sleep with his wife while he filmed it. Do you believe that? I had to tell him, I don't really feel comfortable doing this, Dad.
So, oh, <yeah. no>.
I don't swear, don't worry. That's a joke for the whole family, It's got everybody involved, little brother filming. I do a lot of weird things, a lot of dating. I tried to sign up for ChristianMingle.com. I was super excited. I got a date that weekend. I showed up. It was... This is my pasture. So I was like, what are you doing here? All right, we'll stop it for a sec. We'll get into that later.
I was on Match.com before I was married. They turned me down. They said I was too hard to match. Honest to God, it happened. Yes. Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They run your credit score for that one, don't they?
I don't know. I was disappointed. My ex-husband, I heard, before he had passed away, that he went on there and they found him a nurse.
Wow.
I know. That's what he needed.
Was that before or after he died?
Before he died.
Don's been doing stand-up comedy too for.
I know James got me back into it.
12 weeks in a row was.
Yes.
Over at Russo's. There you go. She's funny. She
well, you know what? You know what? James, I went to comedy school because after my divorce, I said, you know, therapy is not working, and then the guy thought my ex-husband was with the mafia, so of course he shut the doors on us. Seriously, story. And then I saw this ad, comedy for your soul, with a Pauly Shore sister, and went to the comedy store, and so that was very, you know, anybody going through a divorce, which I'm not, I'm happily married now, but I would highly recommend go to comedy school.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a lot of material.
Yeah, you do, actually. Yep. So,
how long were you married for, Don?
That's a good question. Husband. I was married and divorced, and then remarried to the same person.
Wow.
I divorced him twice and married him twice.
Expensive.
Well, it was because the second time I found out I didn't get any alimony because they said I was only married like a half a year.
you signed back up after that?
Well, actually, I heard that Silver Bell's wedding chapel burnt down, but I wore black because white didn't work, the minister at that time said for better for worse, and I went better and better, and he goes richer for poorer, I went richer and richer, and those were my vows.
Yeah, I got a joke.
Yeah, I want to hear James's joke.
You read it.
Okay, James has a joke. Okay. Yeah, mom's
a
mama joke.
Yeah.
Your mama's eyes are so small that when she does movies in Hollywood, her screen name is Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino, I like that. I was actually in that movie. Jackie Brown. I was in the airport scene. Like
what?
Yeah. Wow. My friend in LA knows them very well.
I almost played White Boy Rick back in 2014.
Oh,
they told me I was too white. No. I'm serious.
I thought you played Eminem.
No, not yet.
Yeah, he could. Yeah. Rick is a good name, actually. Well, that's my son. Well, I had Rick, Eric, and Nick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks. Yeah.
Hey, can I plug the movie I'm doing right now?
Yeah, for sure.
Since it's Hollywood Connections. So we just shot a film called Gone Grey.
Okay.
With me and an all female cast.
Ooh, Gone Grey.
Not that kind of movie though. I know you're
I would think what females would turn you gray.
Of Gone Grey.
No, I mean females would turn you gray if you're the only man in the movie.
They probably would.
Yeah.
I mean Hugh Hefner's not around anymore.
Exactly. So R.I.P. That's cool. So where's it shooting?
It shot in Orlando.
Okay.
The trailer just came out yesterday. I'm going to post it on Instagram and Facebook. You guys can all see it. It's with a company called Space Dream Productions, which is very cool, local, independent filmmakers. They'd be good guests, actually, for the show.
Oh, wow. That's super cool.
They're up in near Ocala.
The film industry is coming back now. You know, if somebody needs an agent,
to move it here is the problem. It's a tax. It's the voting.
Yeah,
they cut off the taxes.
I was in Michigan when the film credits came in, and they did the Batman movie, and they had I worked on Hardcore Pawn for True TV ish.
Yeah, like Pawn,
the pawn store.
Oh right.
And that Batman movie, when the government saw how much they saved off of making it, they just canceled all filming in Michigan.
Oh.
They were building the biggest, largest indoor aquarium to film. They were building that on 26 Mile. Shut the whole thing down.
Oh, wow.
$8 million project. So it's all about voting. And they're going to bring a bunch of liberals over that are going to film, and they just kind of won't do it in Florida. It's messed up.
Well, I think because there's no state income tax here, so they don't think they can be as generous with the tax money.
Yeah.
But I highly suggest coming up, the Sunscreen Film Festival is coming up in April, and in May, the International Christian Film Festival, that you can actually go in front of film directors and give your pitch. I know tickets are going fast.
Absolutely. I'm going to go to that.
Yeah, and they're looking for volunteers. So usually if you volunteer for the week, they do put you up because they don't want you driving all the way from here every night, and it's a lot of work, but there are a lot of major celebrities and people that are there to help your career.
So show up with a soft script and I should be all right.
You have to go to the International Christian Film Festival, and I'll send you that
link.
Orlando.
Oh, okay.
In May.
Yeah,
so
nice.
It's highly recommended. Oh gosh, this goes so fast. Anything else, James? Oh,
what? Yeah, read this one.
Oh, he's got another one.
Extra ones from
oh, Australian man. Actually, I have an Australian accent on my Siri.
You can read it, Australian.
Okay.
Do it Australian.
I could have Siri read it.
Yeah.
Australian man.
Stacks.
Is it Stacks?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to do with my glasses. Stacks.
Awesome.
6 months for
M&Ms.
Here.
Right,
you got glasses.
You do it.
All
right, Australian man stacks six M&Ms for the new world record, Guinness Book of World Records. Six M&Ms, isn't that great?
Wow.
He plans on breaking that record next by stacking seven Dr. Dre's. You get it, Mom? That's a silly joke.
We got one M&M right here.
So anything else? We know Russo's Pizza has some amazing food over there. Tuesday they have trivia night. Thursday, we need you to come and support us over there at Russo's Pizza.
Good.
You know, the comics are very funny. It's a free show. And
yeah, we got headliners too, though. We got, hey, there's Christopher Wright right there. He plays guitar there.
He's amazing.
He plays an intro song for every single comic that comes up. Plays a sick Rick.
That's a TV show. The way that he performs like that, you know, and you guys.
No other open mic does that, right?
Nobody does. It's like a TV series.
Miss Marilyn J is going to be our headliner.
Oh, no. That's going to be super cool.
She's going to be our feature. And that's Thursday, every Thursday night at Russo's New York Pizzeria on Golf Bay and Belcher.
Yeah. And you're there this week.
You're working on a headliner too, right?
Oh, we're going to have a show, but that's not until June 9th. Lindsay Glazer will be doing a show. We're going to skip the open mic. She's going to be doing an hour. She's bringing in her own opener. And I'm going to host it. So
that's
going to
be
$5.
Amazing.
$5. There's going to be 90 tickets, so get one.
Very
get
cool.
Get two, get four. Get a whole booth if I
We'll be
you.
Promoting that a lot. And I want to thank Norman from Russo's New York Style Pizza.
Thank you, Norman.
Yes, their chicken wings. Oh, my God. The lemon and pepper and the Parmesan are fabulous. Try them over there and their pizza slices as well. Lena and Devin work over there.
Hi, Devin.
Yeah, they're watching us.
Norman's like the reverse Marco Polo.
Yeah, he looks like that one guy.
He came from China and he's making Italian food.
No, he came from L.A.
Well,
here's the thing. He looks like that one actor. He looks like that one actor, Norman. You know who I'm talking about.
I forgot. Who are you talking about?
Somebody, yeah. He does. I know.
I'll send
you the clip. I sent it to Norman. I said, Norman, this reminds me of you. Yeah. And he's funny, too. He could do comedy.
He is funny.
Yeah, he is.
He cracks jokes. Every time I have a conversation with him, he has to put a joke in there somewhere.
I know.
You'll like him. When you come out,
I'm coming Thursday. I'll see you.
You're going to take that $50 home.
Yep, you never know. $50 cash.
You get a feature spot.
Pay James.
You get to come and be a co-host with Don.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Bobby, how are you doing back there?
Oh, just fine.
We're good?
Not bad. Good. Staying busy?
I just saw a movie. Good to go. I've been saying that all day. Yeah, you're good to go.
Good to go.
Good to go. So, gas, are you guys all doing all right with the gas prices right now?
No. My car is.
Absolutely not.
I got to run.
Barely pay it.
I know.
I got to run premium in my car.
Oh.
It's like $5.80.
I went to the gas station on the corner up here, and I only had $10 left my credit card at home, and he goes, it's $5 a gallon. And I said, I know, it's going to get me home. Like, I gave him $10. Like, come on. And he was like, going to not take it. I was like, it's $10.
Yeah.
I know it's $5 a gallon.
Do you want it or not?
I'll breeze home.
Let me hit you with another one of these.
Yeah, so here we go. Boy. We have two more minutes.
That's a funny one. All right, Whiteville, North Carolina has a 50% African-American population and want the name of the city changed. The citizens of Whiteville all came together on a mutual agreement, and they renamed the city Mulattoville. You get it? You get it, you guys? You want another one?
No. Yeah, we got two more minutes.
I'll give you another one. The BA variant, COVID variant, it's split into the VA COVID variant 2. Yeah, and they predict that that's going to split into the B.A. Baracus variant.
Uh-oh.
And his quote on the subject matter was, I pitted unvaccinated.
We got to get Mama Ali on next week.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to get her on. She was in Africa last time. Anyway, stay tuned for Stand Up for News, the stand-up comics here. Stand Up for News. And Chris is here. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And I will have some miracle stories coming up very soon. Some people I'm working on are fabulous. And so if you have a miracle story, get in touch with me at 727-871-7788. And you know the lady that was just here? She said she had six, I think, heart attacks and five strokes or something. Wow, that is a miracle story in itself. And here she is. She has her own show here. Just truly a blessing. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And we'll see you at Russo's New York Style Pizza coming up on Thursday at 7:30. Sign up for